foul ground, third base side. Gonzalez on a backhanded try. Did he make that catch? Yes, he did. And that's how the ball game ends as the Pirates fall to the Twins 7-3 and go 0-5 on the road trip.
We have to identify health-wise, as we have seen in this season already, because we've lost four relievers and a starter. And I think if you pull up the transactions every night, watch how starting pitching and relief pitching is starting to fall because of injury. Guys are going down, maybe attributed to the short ramp up, maybe attributed to other things. Teams are losing pitchers, and certainly the Pirates are losing pitchers. I think we're going to make evaluations on people. And that's not necessarily to say it's purely 100% development, but I think we are going to make evaluations on who they are. It is definitely not at the cost of winning games. But when you have guys that start out and they're struggling, you're going to give other guys opportunity.
Pony and Muller, presented by Chafin Luhana Injury Law Firm, doing good by doing right. Joe Block calling another Pirates loss. Derek Shelton, the exclusive home of the Derek Shelton Show, on why we are now seeing the 12th Pirates lineup, the 12th different Pirates lineup. How many games have they played so far, boys? 11? Tonight's lineup, a dozen different lineups. And he explained why there is so much moving and shaking, so many changes for this poor, poor, pitiful Pirates team that has the worst record in baseball in this sprint. I guess short and sweet, maybe put you out of your misery early on. I know I'm still watching and listening to games, Chris. But it hasn't been easy, and I've got a few thoughts on like what the Pirates are trying to accomplish and do here this season. It certainly isn't win. That's not goal number one. Mulzy.
Pony, I'm not going to go so far as to say that the opposite of winning is their goal, because the guys that are on the field and the manager...
What was that?
And the manager managing them. I've taken the rubber, so you have to stop the music. I don't think the guys on the field are trying any less than 100%. I think the manager putting them on the field is trying to strategize within games to win. But if you look at their roster top to bottom, it's impossible to come to the conclusion that they... What's the word? Because want isn't the right word. That they expect to win a lot of baseball games, and that might be strategic. Like, I feel like it's a dirty word to say it, but I think they understand, without wanting to use the word rebuilding themselves, that that's what they're doing, and dummies.
I mean, why like, is that such a dirty, verboten word for
I know.
Them?
It would be easy for me if they would acknowledge it. We probably wouldn't even be having this conversation to start the show, because it would be out there in the open for all to acknowledge. Like, yes, we are rebuilding, and we know that the best avenue towards rebuilding is to get the number one pick and have our choice of amateur talent.
Yes, and now you are, I've noticed, you have picked up on the idea of every time the Pirates lose.
Yeah, apparently you post a picture of Kumar Rocker from Vanderbilt, the starting pitcher who's a total badass.
I did that a couple nights ago, and you liked it, and then you did it, and now I think we need to keep the momentum going. We need to have somebody
else
tweet it now.
Yeah.
Craig,
well, so I was told that I had ruined the meme.
Grab the torch.
Because apparently it was a meme, Craig, among Penguins fans.
Oh, there it goes again. Sorry.
Yeah. Coincidentally, as this happens, a drone flies right by my window here at my home office. No, I was told I ruined the meme, so Pirates fans are hip to this already 11 games in, and they've been apparently doing it for a couple games now, posting a picture of Rocker.
Every time, I think, to help me gain an advantage in our debates, we're going to hear music when you talk.
I mean,
to help throw you off.
You know what I'll do?
Game.
You know what I'll do?
I like that idea,
Twins.
I'll stand
at the back
of the
mound.
Thank you, Minnesota, for giving me that
like you need any
inspiration.
Help in, like, you need help against me in the debates. Come on now.
Here are a few things about just the miserable state of the Pirates in 2020. And going off of what Shelton said there, that this is not going to be the kindest critique. We'll have Greg Brown on at 5 o'clock. But this is just me speaking honestly here about what I'm hearing and what I'm seeing from them. What I don't like, what is troublesome to me, is the same kind of messaging that happened under Neil Huntington and Clint Hurdle is happening here again. And what I loathed about Huntington and Hurdle is they wouldn't put their best lineup out there consistently enough, and they would always play the health card. You know, doesn't matter that it wasn't like the Pirates ever really stayed healthy. It's not as if their strategy of using guys sparsely or you know, the rest thing worked, because I don't think it did. I mean, it's not like, if we go back to look up games lost to injury, the Pirates set the standard in baseball. That was their policy. They would message it the same way Shelton is doing right now. And one of my biggest fears is that even though the faces and the voices have changed, the way they do things is too much alike, too consistent with what they did over the regime that failed here. So that's one, Chris. The other is hearing Shelton talk about, you know, hey, if a guy doesn't play, we get him out of the lineup, we go with somebody else. This is a season where we are just getting looks at people. And we're also considering their health and making sure guys don't get injured. Look at the transaction wire, blah, 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 blah. It sounds to me like their approach to this season is that of an NFL team in the preseason. Like, our number one thing that we're hoping to get out of this 60 games is for none of our important players to get injured. If we can survive this season with no major injuries, no Tommy Johns, no torn ACLs, no major shoulder injuries that are going to deter us and set us back in 2020, that is a win for the Pittsburgh Pirates organization. That is how it comes off to me.
Not going that well. Well, it's not going that well because Mitch Keller's hurt. I mean, they could be treating it like a preseason. Even that part's not happening. I don't know. You said, like, you opened the show by poor, pitiful, the sad state of them. And maybe this is like a blind spot for me, or maybe this is why I should, you know, rethink how I feel about certain teams, because I have never taken it at face value that they were, like, again, I don't want to characterize this a certain way because it would be incorrect and it would be unfair and they would get mad, you know, people would get mad at me. I never took it as a serious proposition that they could make the playoffs, even when the playoffs were expanded, what, like 6 hours before the first game of the season?
Don't give baseball too much credit. It was three.
Yeah, okay, I'm sorry. Could have been 3 minutes. I never took it seriously that they were going to win a lot of baseball games, and so this start, I'm not happy about
it. But, Chris, how about ESPN projecting them to be the worst team ever?
Okay.
Yes.
If you're going to do it big. That's what I say. Get into the history books. Don't be the second worst team ever. Nobody talks about them. If you're going to be about it, be about
it.
And I think they are very much being about it with their, when you've got 12 starting lineups, you've really got none. I don't have a problem with this. Like, if it lands Kumar Rocker into their laps here, or some other great player that maybe, I don't know how they would, but rockets up past him as, like,
Craig,
getting
turn
all
that
this
microphone
hype,
on.
Great.
Yeah, this is your baby. This is your. This means a lot to you, the Pirates. It's where you make some money. It's also where a lot of your time goes. You invest a lot into this. Some quick thoughts from you on their plight to begin the season, please.
I truly wish, from my standpoint, as a person who is a lifelong fan of the organization to somebody who covers the team now, from both of those perspectives, I just want to hear somebody say, we're rebuilding. Because
who would you like specifically?
Ben Cherington, the guy who put this team together. Yeah. I'd love nothing more than to say, we're rebuilding. Because if they don't say it, I'm led to believe they're trying to compete. Right? If you're not telling me you're rebuilding, you're trying to compete for something. And if
right now, you're saying, yes. If you don't say rebuilding,
Craig,
you're putting
eggs in 2020
basket.
Hold on. I disagree with wanting to hear Ben Cherington say it. I would like to hear the owner say it, and here's why. There is an owner in his division in an even smaller market who has put his name to very transparent statements about what the Milwaukee Brewers are all about and what they're going to have to do. And I think when it comes from the guy at the very top, when there can be no sort of hand-wringing or second-guessing about, is so-and-so doing this because they're being told to do this, or saying what they're, you know, a script. When it comes from the owner himself, it has all the more weight and punch. And that's why I always cite Milwaukee's case as one where I think the owner earned a lot of goodwill with his transparency.
I totally agree with that. But from my perspective, I want to hear Cherington say it, because a lot of the hope and belief of this organization getting turned around is that Ben Cherington's going to do a good job as a general manager. And if you're not rebuilding, and this is your idea of the type of team that you put on the field that you think can compete, then I'm very concerned about where you're headed from here.
I think that
do you
also
really think that do you really think though that he thinks people are sitting there going Ben Cherington's trying to put the best team possible?
No,
on
but
the
they
field.
Told
There's
us
no
this
way
offseason
he can
that their big thing was going to be messaging.
He's
we
right.
are going to get the message to our fans better than we did in the past under
point.
The old regime.
Williams and
well,
Nutting
the,
both
didn't
said
the
that.
Owner didn't the owner also say more transparency generally?
Yes,
I think
that's across the board was how they meant it.
He used the word, so I would like, you know what. You're right, though. You bring this up in a good context, and I'm glad we've gone down this rabbit hole, because if the goal was more transparency, then we are to take them at face value. I would think that they are not rebuilding, and in which case, Craig, you're right. That's a very
my problem
scary
with
proposition.
Where things are right now.
If they are not rebuilding, then there are even like broader questions about did they, in a very rushed way, hire the right people when. Like, is this Cherington's
idea? It
goes
back to, did they even want to let go of the previous people, or did they think that they just suddenly
well,
had
even,
to,
even
which
if
would be
you,
another part
even,
of this problem?
Even the micro, day-to-day, game-to-game way that Derek Shelton is managing his team with the lineups he picks, and he said today on our airwaves that he has autonomy over that. His lineups, his in-game strategy. If he is really doing everything he can with the limited resources he has to win these games, I'm not impressed so far. But I am not holding him to that standard because I don't believe that they are trying to win every game. I don't. That does not mean there is an effort and they're not trying within the nine-inning context to play well. But they are not putting every night their best foot forward. They're not. I don't see how he or anybody within the Pirates organization could even debate that.